This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
All right, David Icke is our guest. And, you know, David Icke's a great guy. My gut tells me he's good. That's my spirit. That's my subconscious. 1,000 times more powerful than my conscience. And he got revelation to wake up, which is the best way. You can learn by experience, you can learn by teaching, or you can learn by revelation. I haven't gotten a lot of revelation, at least early in my life. I got teaching and experience. I had a lot of that, let me tell you. I was put to the ringer and a lot of stuff. It wasn't bad. It was very interesting. But I now know how the universe was working. But I have gotten revelation later. I guess I couldn't handle it early on. I guess David's older than me, so he got it later in life as well. But, I mean, now I don't get into it there. It's insane. Like you said, data points, like, look at this, see this. Look, see that now, and it's super intense, and it's don't be afraid. This is a process. We're going to win, and what David's saying is absolutely true. Like he said, go here, go there. It's like wormholes to see all this. This is a shorter segment, two long segments coming up, DavidIcke.com. We really appreciate you, but what would you say? Why are you and I, because it's not about a power trip, we're just humans on this earth, it's the opposite, but why are Alex Jones and David Icke the most prominent people in the world fighting this? Like, why do you think we're on these two different paths, but then came closer as the years progress, become closer? What's happening?
Well, you know, I don't think we just appear out of the womb, and I'm talking about everyone, in a random way. We come into this reality because we choose to come into this reality, and people may say that's crazy given what's happening now, but then they should ask themselves, well, why did you choose to be here? And people come with different roles, different things to do, and there's always this question. Once you come into the world and you are then subject to all the pressures and the psychological manipulation and the perceptual programming, are you going to come through that and still do what you plan to do? And a lot of people who've come to make a difference in the world, I think, have lost their way because the programming's got them. And I understand why it has, because it's intense, it's incessant, and it's lifelong. But I think what it takes to keep going, and you know, there are many people that I think that this applies to. You have a drive. You have a drive within you that will not be sidetracked, will not allow anything else to get in the way. I mean, I work 7 days a week doing what
I do. Isn't it like wind in sails or sun on plants? It's like it's just meant to happen.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, I think there's a lot of people out there, like I say, who came wanting to make a difference because, you see, we have a timeline that we perceive as time. The human timeline, you know, what's the time or what's the year. But this is just a tiny narrow band of frequency called visible light that is the limit of our visual world. And beyond that, the timeline's not the same. So when people come into this world, they can see, if you like, it's like when you come into this world, into this frequency, and you have these bodies which focus our attention within this frequency band, it's like going down a river, and all you can see is the next turn on the river. But when you're outside of this myopia of the human world, you can see the river from source to sea. So when you come in, you've got a bloody good idea what you're going to face. So if you're here now, if anyone's here,
from the time I was a kid, I already knew all this. It was crazy. And the sooner I started knowing that the map I was already given from that view from space was the real map instead of the enemy's false paradigm, the more I step into that real map that I was given, the more I'm empowered.
Yeah, well, I look back at my own life, and, you know, I went to school. So
this is powerful, David. 60 seconds. We got to go to break for radio stations. But we're still on air. It's very annoying, but The radio stations have to have their ads. So we'll be back in 60 seconds with David Icke. It's the only reason we're still on air. Wall Street Journal's calling all over the country. How's Jones still on air? It's radio stations, you idiots. They're still trying to shut them down, but that's why we're on air.
We've just launched the biggest sale of 2021. Store-wide free shipping and up to 50% off our best-selling items. And free shipping on storable food. That's a huge part of the cost. We rarely do this. That is a gigantic sale. And an additional 10% off as well because of the crisis and the emergency. Our supplier has decided to let us do this. You will not find quality food anywhere near this price. Anywhere. Look at what else is on sale. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Turbo Force, oh man, 40% off. Supermill Vitality, 40% off. InfoWars Privacy Pouches, $10 off. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. Ultra 12, 50% off. Winter Sun, 25% off. All Storable Foods, 10% off. Alexa Pure Pro, $50 off. And all of it is free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com exclusively.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Get up, it's all on the loose. Sirens in my head. Grab them.
Well, David Icke just gets better and better as the acceleration, the quickening arrives. And we're just blessed to have him here. And he was really, really getting deep into his awakening, the world, the connections, all of this, and what the enemy is trying to suppress. We got 2 segments left. I'm going to try to shut up now for 2 segments. Give me the floor to cover any area you want. Finish the points you were getting into. That was really heavy. That gave me chills.
Yeah, I went to school to, well, because the state said I had to. I mean, mom and dad said I had to. I mean, on first day I went to school, when I was just a little boy, I stayed there till lunchtime at this little infant school, and I thought, nah, I don't like this. I'm not having this. I ran home. I said to my mother, I said, no, I don't want to go back there. It's horrible. But obviously you had to, but I went to play football and be with my mates. I instinctively felt all the way through my, childhood that this world was insane. It made no sense to me. You try to function within it, but I didn't know why. I didn't know why it made no sense. And then, of course, eventually you realize why it makes no sense, because it's insane. But it comes from intuition. You know, people can get caught in the head and get caught in the gut. That's thought and emotion. And most people are reacting from an emotional point of view, and or they are perceiving the world through the perceptions or the processes of thought. And thought is a very low level of consciousness. It's the level of the five senses is what it works with. But there's another level beyond that, which is knowing. And you know, the brain thinks because it's trying to work it out because it doesn't know. But the heart knows because it's connected to those levels of awareness that do know. And we live in two worlds. We've got the world of the population, and that is a world of strictly limited knowledge and information. And then you've got the other world of the cult, where much more advanced knowledge is passed on. This is, like I said earlier, the one-eyed man is king when the target population is blind. That's the whole structure. That's how it is. And they know basically how reality works at our level. They just don't want us to know. And so they want to constantly, and this is what the education system's about, and it's why I instinctively had nothing to do with it. The start of every new year, when you wherever you sat in the classroom was where you sat for the whole year. I was always at the front of the queue to get in so I could get a I could get a desk by the window so I could look out the window, because I was not interested in the lessons at all, because I instinctively thought, you know, this is nonsense. And what they do is they put you in your head. They make you a thinker. And thinking operates basically with the information that operates in this world, the information.
They put you all in the cerebral cortex. It's like a tiny postage stamp instead of the giant subconscious that connects to infinity.
Yeah, exactly. So you've got the media. You've got all the sources of information in the world of the human world. They're all aimed at the head, aren't they? Or they're aimed, the manipulation's aimed at the gut. So they manipulate you emotionally.
Let's expand on that. Martin Luther King said, judge people on what they do, what they build, what they stand for. We all knew inherently that was true. Now they say, no, judge people on their color. That is so satanic. That is, and they're doing it openly. Why are they doing that?
Well, because they do not want, see, this is the bottom line. If you go deep enough into this eternal, infinite flow of consciousness that some people call God, everything's connected. And that when they say God is everywhere and God is everything, well, because everything is a manifestation or an expression of this infinite state of awareness. So, yes, God is everywhere because the infinite state of awareness is everywhere. That's the big picture. We're all the same consciousness, different, unique expressions of it, but all the same consciousness. Now, this cult does not want a humanity with that understanding, and it wants to put us in the subdivisions of labels, and to then, once they've got the labels, then they can divide everybody label against label. So, what they're doing now, because, I mean, everything's inverted. This consciousness.
That's like the average so-called liberal is for anti-free speech. They now support Uyghur death camps. Joe Biden is endorsing death camps for Buddhists, Muslims, and Christians, and invading Hong Kong. And the left loves it because they were told, you're liberals, everybody else is Trump. They use Trump to get all the liberals mad to then do anything evil. So by being under that label, they have now crossed completely over into oblivion.
The whole woke mentality has been created by this cult. And that's why the woke mentality is demanding and promoting every element of the cult's agenda. Look at them. Climate change, all the COVID fascism.
No, sex changes in children, all of it. I mean, it's just anti-human.
Yeah, all the political correctness, which is simply manipulating humanity to silence itself, all these different elements, the transgender agenda, which is about moving people perceptually towards a no-gender human, which will be this human 2.0 that we talked about earlier. Every area of the woke agenda is the cult agenda because the cults created the woke mentality. This cult consciousness is an inversion. You know, I talk about, my definition of evil is the absence of love. But if you take the word live, then it's evil. Evil is live written backwards. It's an inversion of life. And therefore, everything that the woke mentality, which is the cult mentality, is an inversion. So, you have anti-racist organizations that are unbelievably racist. What is anti-racism? It's looking at someone and saying, no matter what the color of your skin, no matter what your sexuality, no matter what your background, you are an expression of the same consciousness that I'm an expression of.
But well, take the former CIA director, this horrible globalist. He said, I'm ashamed to be white. I mean, and again, obviously, as a white person, I know that's just a divide and conquer us, but that is outrageous, outrageous behavior.
Well, he's an idiot. And the thing is that if you say, I'm ashamed to be white, if you say I'm a white supremacist, if you say you're a black supremacist and don't let anyone kid themselves they don't exist, then you're an idiot. And why? Because you've completely misunderstood the nature of reality.
Well, he wants us to only think about our skin color and not our spirit.
Well, your body is simply a vehicle for your consciousness to experience this reality, this band of frequency. Our consciousness.
Sure, everything is about getting us into identity that they give us, is what you're saying. Everything is about that.
Yeah, but a consciousness is operating at a frequency that we can't see. That's why we can't see it, because it operates outside our band of frequency.
Stay there. Exactly. And now with all these spectrometers, they admit there's a force five times more powerful, at least, holding this all together. We got 45 seconds. What is that from your research?
Well, this is what I call the field. This is the consciousness.
And you said that 30 years ago. You said there's a field holding this in place.
Holds it all together. It's an electromagnetic field of information. The point is that if you operate at that level, you have a certain view of yourself and the world. But if you operate at that level, I am my body, I am my sexuality, I am my race, then you live in a world of myopia, which is what the cult wants.
Let's talk about a final segment with David Icke. This is a powerful interview. Stay with us on Alex Jones.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back. Final segment with David Icke. I've got a bunch of breaking news and reports after he leaves us in about 10 minutes. I'm Alex Jones, your host. DavidIcke.com is his site. The latest book is The Trigger. Find it at DavidIcke.com. You can find all of his great reports. We're glad that his crew posts them usually at about 5 a.m. in the morning. I wake up about 5 a.m. and I notice they're busy over there in the U.K. posting. You can also find all the videos at DavidIcke.com, but also band.video. David, other points you'd like to pass on to folks? Please get to those, but just briefly, as the censorship intensifies against everybody, what do you foresee in the future? What do you expect them to pull next? And I just hope listeners and viewers realize that this is very precious moments now while we're still on air able to communicate with them. I mean, I take every minute now as so precious.
Well, I said in my books decades ago that the plan was to reach a point where no one anywhere ever sees anything or hears anything that has not been is not supported by the state, by the cult. That's where they want to go, and they've been moving towards that for a long time, a very long time. And the idea was that you create the internet, which was created, of course, on military technology. DARPA, Technological Development Arm of the Pentagon, claims credit for the internet. And you then, in the early days, because you want to get the internet to be the central pillar, irreversibly, of human society, it's free. Because you need people to become users of it, addicted to it, and for society to be not able to function without it.
They're going to get addicted because they're getting a lot of truth from David Icke and Alex Jones at first, but then when they take it away, you still stay on it because you knew at first you were getting good stuff, now you're getting bad stuff.
Yeah, well, the idea was it's just like throwing a fishing line out and then pulling it back in again. The other thing they did, because they, you know, once you get things totally on the internet, you can use algorithms to even stop people posting. Never mind delete what they posted. And they seed funded and promoted what are now the big massive corporations of Silicon Valley, your Facebooks and your Twitters and your Googles, Google especially, and your YouTube now owned by Google. Again, you need to get people to use them. You need people to get addicted to them. You need them to become the central pillar of the communication of information. So in the early days, what do? You have no censorship. You just have freedom to post what you like. But all the time, these organizations are getting closer and closer to monopoly. And the internet is getting closer and closer, well past now, being the central pillar of human society irreversibly. And so once you feel that the point has been reached where you have domination, you've reached where you need to get, then you start your censorship. And suddenly what you could post before was you can't post now. And then it gets more and more. There's more and more excuses. You get your governments to come out and say there must be censorship of the internet. And your companies, you know, play the idea, we're a bit reluctant, but the government's regulation and all this stuff goes on. And it's all a game. It's all a vaudeville show, because the idea is to get to this point where there is no information ever seen or heard that is not approved by the state.
I agree. Just briefly, the time we have left, I wish you could go longer, but Bill Gates, I mean, he looks like a demonic elf, but then you've got Mark Zuckerberg looks like a space alien. He looks like data from Star Trek. I mean, what's going on with him?
Well, let me give you my fix on it. And it's not a new fix. I've had this fix for a long time again. Where humanity is being taken in terms of the nature of the body is into beyond, even beyond science fiction, a level of synthetic biological entity state that is way beyond anything that we've even kind of thought about so far. But they are already there. And I would say
you talked about that big international broadcaster and another British lord looked at you and you could see they had like black, their eyes were blue, but they were like black holes. They were just scanning you.
The point is, don't judge what I say by AI and, you know, robotics as...
this is genetic AI.
As we know, yeah, as we know now. I'm talking way, way beyond and where humans are being taken. Because what humans are is happening is we're being assimilated.
So you're saying these are emissaries, they're already here.
Yeah, we're being assimilated into this force. That's what it's all about. And I come back to what I was saying. I look at your Gateses and I look at your Zuckerbergs and I look at your, well, the whole bloody lot of them, frankly. The major, major players. And I don't see something that's human as we know human. I think it's a very, very, very advanced form of AI. And it's a form of AI that, you know, if I wrote something horrible on this computer and I pressed enter, the computer wouldn't go through a process of, hold on a minute, you know, it's not very nice, is it? You know, no, the computer would just do it. It doesn't have emotion. Doesn't have empathy. It doesn't
and it
have
seems like they go through a process because when they're younger, they don't look like it. Something happens, and like in one day, they switch and don't look human anymore. And we can see it. It's like we can tell fake.
Yeah, and another thing you tend to find with the a lot of the real inner circle ones is they live for a hell of a long time. I mean, you know, you look at the British royal family. I mean, you know, they're in their 90s, Kissinger in his 90s, David Rockefeller, 100. I mean, they tend to live a long time. You know, I don't think they're actually human as we perceive human. And that's why they don't have human emotion.
Well, now they're telling us it's a post-human world and a silicon god. So there's no debate now that they literally want to get rid of humans. Whatever they are, it's anti-human. So they are an anti-human subgroup.
Yeah, so they they are is something that does not have the human emotion. It doesn't have human empathy. It doesn't have human compassion. And so it can do things, but that humans, that compassion, that empathy is the fail-safe mechanism on their behavior. So what we call psychopaths are people without emotion, without empathy, without compassion. And they, what do psychopaths do? They lie by reflex action. Now take the traits of the psychopath, and you'll see that they're the traits of the cult. And the traits of the cult, I don't think, are human as we know human.
And now they're projecting that onto their AI computers, which are an extension of them.
Yeah, and I just want to say, Alex, before we go, if I could just finish a point I made earlier, just before a break.
Oh, we got to fire these network breaks. Oh, I'm twisting David Icke for 5 more minutes. David, don't hang up. He's smiling. He's going to tell us, we got to go to break. We'll come back. He'll have the floor for 5 minutes, and he'll be gone. Because I got a lot of news to cover as well, but we love David Icke. I want him to finish his point, DavidIcke.com. Please don't forget, I will not be here if you don't financially support us. We've got the big mega sale, Fortify Your Supply, all the supplements, everything, free shipping, and up to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And the storable food, we can only run it until Saturday. Free shipping and 10% off. That's a huge deal of food. To have that food, to have that security. Final statements from David Icke. Straight ahead, I'm Alex Jones. Finally, vitamin D3. 3 and vitamin K that are both essential are getting the respect and the attention they deserve. We've got a great product. It's been out for 6 years. Winter Sun. Long before the big crisis came along, we were there saying, this is high quality. This will make you healthy. This will be better for you and your family. But what else doesn't get attention and needs to be looked at is vitamin B12. It is just as essential. It is just as important. And it is amazing. And it's not just about your immune system. It's about every part of your body. It's really a hormone. And it's what your building blocks of your entire body operate off of. So these vitamins are essential. Vitamin D3 and, of course, vitamin B12 go together like a horse and carriage. Do your own research. We've got the highest grades you're going to find out there, and they're taken under the tongue. It's key to put it under the tongue for about a minute and let it sit so your blood vessels absorb it. They're both available 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com together or by themselves at 50% off and 25% off.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. David, lay it on us. We want to hear what you have to say, my friend.
Yeah, okay. I just want to make a quick point. This non-human force I'm talking about, all the religions talk about it. Christianity calls them the demons. Islam calls them the jinn. The Gnostic belief system calls them the archons, which is Greek for rulers. The Zulu belief system calls them the Chitahuri, and so on. So all over the world, all these ancient cultures and religions talk about this force. But the point I just wanted to finish on very quickly, is because I didn't finish it, was what the body is, because this brings us back to this whole racism, divide and rule. The body is a, I call it a biological computer. We are consciousness. You can't see the consciousness that we are, just as you can't see Wi-Fi, but we know it exists. And so for consciousness to interact with this world, it has to take on an outer shell that's within the frequency band of this world. Because otherwise I can't pick my glasses up. Because if my consciousness in its pure form tried to pick up those glasses, it couldn't. It goes straight through them. It's on a completely different frequency. So the body is a way that consciousness can interact with a frequency, a band of frequency, which we call the world. And that's basically it. And what the cult's trying to do is to so focus our attention in the five senses that we only perceive and are inspired by, affected perceptually by, what we see here and all the other senses. So the whole process of getting people to self-identify with all these identity politics labels and with being black or white or brown or whatever is all part of the process, not just of dividing and ruling, but also focusing our attention in the five senses. I am black. I am white. No. I am consciousness, eternal, infinite awareness.
And they want us to end intimacy so that we don't have any connection to others.
Having a brief experience as a white person. That's what this is. And so if we could come from this level, that we are a consciousness having an experience, and actually ultimately we're all the same consciousness, so put your bloody weapons down. Stop fighting each other, because that's what they want us to do. While we're fighting each other, we're not seeing the same hands holding the strings of both sides. And realize that we're all in the gun sights of this, the whole of humanity, the human bloody family. Black, white, sky blue, pink, it doesn't matter. The whole human family is in the gun sights of this cult and this non-human force that's behind this cult. We need to come together because these 8 billion getting on for humans who are being targeted, and ultimately you get the inner core of this cult in a single bloody room.
So in closing, why is it targeting humanity? It's not about saving the Earth. It's threatened by where humanity's going to go. This thing, is it too many of us they can't control, or they're feeding off of us, or are they being paid by something else to do it? I mean, why are they targeting humanity?
Well, it's the same principle. Once you're dealing with a state of consciousness that's actually insane, I keep calling it inverted, an inversion of life. It's also an inversion of sanity. These people are mad. I mean, you look at Bill Gates and what he wants to do, sucking CO2 out of the atmosphere, eating fake meat. I mean, the man's insane.
Bringing sewage.
Yeah, he's insane. But there is a level of intellectual intelligence there as well as being, you know, spiritually insane. So you can't really put a rational, or you don't necessarily have to find a rational reason why they're doing this. Why does a psychopath do what they do to people? Because they're bloody psychopaths. And so this desire they have for control over, which is always the absolute giveaway that they're full of insecurity. Secure people don't need to have control over. Insecure people do. And that's why when you break it down, this all-powerful, omnipotent cult is terrified, always has been, of humanity waking up in enough numbers, because it knows that when we do, the game is over. And so you're not looking at an all-powerful force. You're not looking at an all-knowing force. You're looking at a force that wants to hold us in a state of blindness so it, the one-eyed man, can have control over us. And once you move out of self-identity with labels and you start to self-identify with a true I consciousness, everything starts to change. Everything starts to move.
Now that's extremely powerful, and you're absolutely right. And so it's a paradox, though. They know more about the universe than the average person because, for whatever reason, they're more electronic or more reptile, more mechanical, more formulaic. And so they're able to catch people that aren't conscious of what's going on and manipulate us. We're obviously way more advanced than they are. And so it really is a paradox. They know about the greater truths, but they use that to actually control us. How does that paradox work?
They know about the greater truths up to a point. If they knew the greatest of truths, they wouldn't be who they are. If they knew that love was actually the force that holds the universe and holds the whole infinite reality together, they wouldn't be evil, which is the absence of love. The reason they're inverted is because they are completely without this basic foundation of the entirety of existence, which is what we call love. And because they don't have that, they're basically detached from the greatest and the greater picture. So this is why I go back to this one-eyed man and the blind. They have a certain amount of knowledge of how it works, but only a certain amount, and they have to make sure that humans have a lot less amount of understanding.
Let's close with this, and I appreciate your time, David Icke, the icon. Is there any way to get people on the process of serving evil out of it? Because I know people can be conned by it, go along with it. They can be woken up and saved from it. But what about people that are partially into it or from bloodlines that have been bred to resonate with it? Is there a way to save them, or are they too far gone?
Well, what is human society and what is anything? It is perception. Perception leads to behavior, and the collective behavior from the collective perception is what we call human society. And perception comes from control of information, or the information you receive, which becomes your perception. This is why they want to control information, because they want to control perception, because they know that from perception, they're controlling behavior. But we can transform this world overnight if we change perception, and no matter how deeply you are caught in this evil, you can change your perception. People have done it. And once that light goes on, I mean, you know, you get a few people in a room, if their perception of each other leads to them having a row, they have an unpleasant experience. If their perception of each other is a positive perception, they have a nice time and a nice interaction. And the only difference between the row and the argument and a nice time is the perception of the people.
Beautifully said. All right, DavidIcke.com, the new book, Triggered, The Trigger. Thank you so much for joining us. Really amazing. People can find all your big breakdowns that come out almost daily at band.video in the David Icke section, and, of course, DavidIcke.com. Get his books. Thank you, David, so much.
Real pleasure, mate.
Thank you for so much time. I know he's a busy guy. All right, I got a final segment, and Paul Joseph Watson, also from the UK, will be taking over in the next hour. And then we've got Owen Schroyer with the War Room. Thank you, David Icke. That was even better than last time.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you can consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings based on which loans are generally data. Fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and LS Consumer Access.org number 330. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Yeah. How? Yeah, down there in Texas, they got some real nice girls.
Good night, Texas town. Right the sack outside the Grange.
The Grange?
You know what I'm talking about.
There used to be a whorehouse down there called the...
Still long ago.
What was it called?
To that whole
Chicken Shack or something like that? Never visited anything like that in my life. All right, let's get serious. Paul Joseph Watson is set to take over. And things are so crazy that I've never been a big fingernail chewer, but I've been chewing my fingernails down. That's degenerate, isn't it? I mean, that's how epic everything is. But I figured something out. In my whole life, I wondered, what is it when I get chills, when I think about something, or I hear a piece of music, or I read a piece of literature, or I say something aloud that's true, and I get this big chill, and I figured out what it is. There's a video that's gotten hundreds of millions of views in different countries, different places, despite the censors' attempts that our archive has found from me 11 years ago, predicting the lockdowns, Operation Lockstep, the forced inoculations, the mask, can't leave your house. That's gotten millions of views on Twitter, TikTok, tens of millions of views in places like India and everywhere else. And that makes me excited. I want to reach, you know, new people. But I say at the beginning of the video, I say, I'm getting chills. And more, because I probably only say I'm getting chills like once a week, right? Because I tell you what, I'm getting chills. And it's always when I'm predicting something that's going to come true. But the way the universe works is space-time continuum. There is no past. There is no present. There is no future. With God, omnipresent, it's all there. So when you say something that's incredibly true, it bounces off the future, which is the present, and hits you. And your spirit goes, whoa, I just said something that is absolutely dead on and is going to bounce big in the future. It's like a psychic ink blot what do they call those ink blots they do in psychology? Those Rorschach deals. And so that's what the chills are, is you're like, man, why am I in this old barn and I'm getting chills? And grandma says, well, your great-grandfather, great-great-great-grandfather, tortured and killed 15 Union soldiers in this barn. So everybody feels it right over there where he killed them. That's a true story, by the way. That old log cabin barn still stands in East Texas. But that's like, why do I get like coal blowing up my back right here? Why do I feel so scared right here? Grandma, she said, oh, you picked that up, huh? Anybody goes down there, picks that up, son. That's the end of the Civil War and Reconstruction. It's called getting the willies. So see, there's a bouncing that goes on. So when I said this is coming in the future, they're going to lock everything down, it's the end of humanity. When I said that then, I was starting to say, like, whoa, 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 damn, I'm getting hit. Right. Oh, it's like sonar. It's like, you know, when you're saying the truth, it's hitting you back. So this is science. This isn't voodoo. This isn't that's where religion's trying to figure all this out. This is the real world, folks. And so you put that out there, and when you get hit back with what you just said was true, you're like, okay, somebody just plugged me into a light socket. Because what you just said wasn't just the truth. What you just said was to millions of people. And then now they're going to see that truth in the future, and they're going to resonate. And when I said that 11 years ago, 11 years out in the future, 100 million people probably seen it now. I walked into a store this morning, not wearing a mask, and the woman behind the counter said, I seem to know you. I'm not going to ask you to wear your mask. There's other customers. They're all looking at me. She says, and I pulled my phone out. I said, is it this video right here? And I showed it to her with millions of views. She goes, yeah, I saw that last week. She said, how did you know? And she started shaking. Because, folks, it's all connected. It's not magic. It's mathematics. We just can't understand it because we're not at an advanced level. But our cells are, and our cells are sensors, and they resonate. So this isn't hoodoo or voodoo or any type of mysticism. This is the real world. Mysticism is people claiming they can control this. Mysticism is people putting their name at the top of it, claiming they created this. God created this. God created us. But that's why whenever I know what I'm saying, I do my studying, my own research. I interview all these guests. I try to do my best intellectual analysis. But then I always learn, like, I get a little bit tickled, like, oh, I'll go a little bit over here. And I'm like, oh, no. And as soon as I hit the zeitgeist, like, bam, 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 bam. Like, I've got a light socket plugged in my rear end. That's way above that. That's just one of the verses. Like 4 million views this morning. It must be a screenshot. That's just one verse. Don't even show it, but they'll take it down. That's just the clip my daughter sent me. So there's a line in Master and Commander that's a great historical fiction where they have this Jonas on board, and they can't get any wind. And as soon as the guy dies, the wind pulls up. And the captain says, listen, Matcher and the doctor, why don't you not worry about all your little books and all that? Because I'm explaining to you, there's a lot of things in this world aren't in your books, sonny. And that's a quote out of a Shakespeare thing as well. But with me, you're not going to get some calculated system of BS and something that's been looked at by focus groups and people to manipulate you. That's the whole system. We're the opposite of that. With me, you're going to get the real thing. And I'm here to tell you, God is as real as a heart attack. And so is the devil. There's a force that wants to empower you that created the universe, but because there's free will and a lot of great creatures, a lot of entities, have decided to serve badness, that they exist, and they're eternal, folks. I mean, God routinely walls them off. You can call that damnation. But you just better get on the right side of things, because let me tell you, Jesus Christ is as real as a heart attack. And I had that epiphany last night in a dream. I woke up at like 3 a.m. sweating, and I said, that's what that is. That's sonar, that's radar bouncing off the future. Because anytime I get chills, it means I'm on target. Now, I've always tried to explain it. Well, is it the spirit? Is it the spirit telling me that that's something on target? Well, there is a spirit, but no, that's not what it is, ladies and gentlemen. It is literally the space-time continuum that it's bouncing forward into the future and having a giant effect in the future, and it's bouncing back, and you're picking it up, and because you sent it out, when it hits your cells, they know it is you, and so it's you returning, but even stronger. No one's ever said this stuff on air. I'm not trying to get people all excited or anything here, but let me tell you, these are the big secrets, ladies and gentlemen. And I only pray to God to give me more revelations to understand what all this is. But, you know, why do you think you whistle past the graveyard? Why do you get that chill up your spine when you're driving down the highway? I'm getting a chill, and you look off, and there's this big-ass graveyard, thousands of tombstones. You didn't even look over there. You were busy, straightforward, listening to the radio. You're almost like, whoop, 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 because that's a symbol of all those people. That's all their will, everything they did. It's like Jimi Hendrix said in that song, why don't you stand next to my fire? Because we all got a fire. And he's telling the woman, why don't you stand next to my fire? She's got a fire too. Why don't you come on in and stand next to my soul? Why don't you take part in that together? That's what it's all about. We're humans made in the image of God. We have a commerce. We have a congress. We have a connection to God. And you must recognize God is real to resonate with God. And to deny that God is real is death. So I got a lot of news to cover. I got the enemy coming after your ass. But you already know they're coming after you, don't you? You don't need me to tell you that. All you need to do is decide whether you serve God or the devil. Because just as much as I talk about God, there's an entity and it's got a bunch of people with it that have done a lot of bad stuff. And you think they're giving up? You think they're happy they're walled off from us? No, they want to get us. They want to hurt us. They want to take us down with them. And my question is, are you going to be with these people? That's why they tell you all day, make fun of Christians, make fun of Orthodox Jews, make fun of Buddhists, make fun of people that know there's a God, because they don't want you to even know about that, so you don't have any defense against it. The devil's as real as a heart attack. I was supposed to plug this hour. If you want to support us, we got store-wide free shipping and everything else that funds us, and they're great products. And that's what funds this operation. At this point, whatever. It's all in God's hands. But I just want to thank you all for your support. I want to thank you for your prayers. And I want to thank you for just the fact that we've been able to interface and talk to each other, because your prayers give me chills. Let me tell you, I ask you guys to pray for me. It's almost selfish. My God, I feel you do it. I get chills again, because that's your will, your spirit going out and bouncing off the future and having an effect. I can feel the power you're having through God.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.